Well, Halloween is exactly 1 week away today.
Yeah, spooky.
Right? 1 week from today. So I thought that this week we would do a Halloween theme week.
I love it.
Yeah.
Absolutely love it. Let's have it.
So we're going to start off with the candy that everyone loves to hate. Candy corn.
Candy corn.
Candy corn. Are you a fan of candy corn? Do you
Whenever it's out, I will eat it. I know. It's hard to say that I don't like it.
I know. Me too, right? It's like I would never buy it myself, but if it's out somewhere, I will
never
totally
had a craving
grab a
for
handful.
It. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. So chicken feed was the original name of the candy.
Oh,
chicken
perfect.
Feed.
Yeah, sounds good.
Sounds good, right?
Yeah.
With production starting in the late 1880s, it was first invented in the 1800s by a Wonderly Candy Company employee named George Renninger. Wonderly Candy Company was the first to produce the candy in 1888. Now, along with other agriculture-inspired treats at the time in the late 19th century, America's confectioners sought to market candy corn to a largely rural society, hence why it's corn.
Hey, rural people, it looks like chicken feed. Would you like some?
Would you like to eat something that looks like the food you feed your chickens?
Right, and doesn't have a really strong flavor to it. In fact, it's a very hard flavor to describe.
Yeah, right? So during the late 19th century, so-called buttercream candies molded into many types of nature-inspired shapes, including chestnuts, turnips, and clover leaves, were quite popular. But what
the
made...
Turnips? Really? Turnips?
Yeah. And chestnuts? I don't... Heck, yeah.
Different world.
But what made candy corn stand out was its bright and iconic tri-color layering.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Now, whether the different layers taste different or not is a matter of some debate, which... I think it all tastes the same.
Yeah.
Just kind of like sugar.
Well, people feel the same way about the M&Ms, right? Some people think that the different colored M&Ms taste different.
Yeah.
But they don't.
So though some blind tests online suggest certain tasters can differentiate between the layers, Vox claims that the only difference between each section is the artificial coloring.
There you go.
By the way, 43% of people report eating the white part of a candy corn first, and 10% start with the yellow end.
Is the yellow end the fat end?
Yep.
That's terrible. Why would you start with that? It's easier to hold that in.
47% just eat the whole thing at once.
Okay. If I'm in a hurry, I guess I guess.
So although it is currently the most popular in the fall, candy corn was not always associated with the fall and Halloween season. For the first half of the 20th century, candy corn was a well-known penny candy or bulk confectionery, and it was advertised as an affordable and popular treat that could be eaten year-round.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Candy corn developed into a fall and Halloween staple around the 1950s when people began to hand out individually wrapped candy to trick-or-treaters. The harvest-themed colors and increased advertising in October also helped candy corn become a fall staple.
Yeah, the big candy corn advertising that you see everywhere.
Yes,
yeah.
Big advertising push for the candy corn.
Yeah.
The National Confectioners Association has deemed October 30th, this coming Sunday, get ready.
Well,
it's National Candy Corn Day.
Perfect.
So you can celebrate if you want.
For sure.
So originally, the candy was made by hand. The candy corn production process has been updated.
Yeah.
But the actual recipe hasn't changed much over the years.
Well, how could you improve on that, Sarah?
Yeah. The National Confectioners Association estimates that around 35 million pounds of candy corn are sold annually. The largest manufacturer of candy corn is Brock's Confections.
Yeah.
They make approximately 7 billion pieces of candy corn each year, and they have 85% of the total share of the candy corn industry during the Halloween season.
So who has the other 15%? Who's trying to eat away at that?
I don't know.
That's where the money's to be made?
I don't know.
Candy corn.
I don't know. But California purchases more Brock's candy corn, which both classic candy corn and the autumn mix, which includes... the regular candy corn, the pumpkin-shaped pieces, and the cocoa-flavored harvest corn.
Oh, okay.
Than any other state, followed by Texas, Florida, New York, and Michigan.
Okay.
So we're in the top five
of
candy corn eaters.
Consumption, yeah.
Yeah. So there are now many seasonal variants of candy corn. You have your red and green corn at Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Pink and red Cupid corn for Valentine's Day.
Sure.
Red, white, and blue Freedom corn for the 4th of July.
I like that, yeah.
But in August,
what happens?
Brock's debuted its newest variety just this past August, tailgate candy corn.
Oh.
And that came with fruit punch, vanilla ice cream, popcorn, hot dog, and hamburger flavored candy corn, which just
terrible.
Sounds horrible.
That's bad.
But
bad news. That's not going to last.
Yeah, no.
All right, you picked out a record to go along with Candy Corn, did you?
Yeah, so I thought we would play I Want Candy by Bow Wow Wow.
Bow Wow Wow. Wow, we will, Sarah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bow Wow Wow. I Want Candy. Oh, there's... Drum scared me at the end there. 425, Sarah Dubermine is why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about candy corn as part of our Halloween theme week.
All right, let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready, go.
Okay, candy corn was originally called chicken feed.
For the first half of the 20th century, candy corn was eaten all year long.
And around 35 million pounds of candy corn are sold each year.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. I remember the first time I had candy corn, Sarah.
Yeah.
Would you like me to recount the story to
Please.
You? I feel like, have I told you this before? It was when I first moved here in fourth grade. I was going to Clem Road North Elementary School, and I had Mrs. Jordan as my elementary school teacher. And there was like a short person's table, you know, at the back of the class for little kids.
Yeah.
And you go there and you just sit there and you're like for reading or whatever, you're doing like small group projects. And she had a bowl of candy corn in the middle of the table.
Did you know what it was? Or were you like,
no,
what
I had no idea.
Earth?
But you got some if you answered a question or you did whatever you could get, you could have a piece of candy corn.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my first experience having candy corn.
And what did you think?
Oh, I really liked it. I mean, it was really good. I don't know what it was. The texture. I'd never had anything like
texture,
it before.
Yeah. That's true. It was brand new to you.
Yeah, pretty wild.
Wow.
Folks want to learn more about candy corn, Sarah. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog if you go to legends1027.com.
Yeah.
On the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
The other thing I remember about that fourth grade English, that fourth grade elementary school class was Mrs. Jordan smelled like coffee.
Oh.
Smelled a lot like coffee. A lot of coffee.
Well, she probably needed a lot of energy to do with class fourth grade.
I don't blame her. I don't blame her. I'd never smelled so much coffee in my whole life than I did in that room. I think that's where I started.
Oh, okay.
All right. Enough about that. Want to come back tomorrow for the fresh episodes?
Absolutely.
4:10. We'll get down to it here on Legends 102.7. We'll check traffic. Melanie Sands is in for Ed Smith coming up next. We'll do Steelers Wheel, Elton John, and more on Legends 102.7. The Metal Roof Outlet, they are scheduling folks into the spring now. These guys are in high demand, but get your estimate now. They're going to lock you in to 2022 pricing for your 2023 metal roof.